That's where anger begins. Sublimated hurt. If the anger and hurt are not surfaced, acknowledged, and dealt with, the combination of emotions can metastasize into depression. It would be years before I understood that possibility, and that it all begins with hiding things from yourself. My sister knew, though. She intuited that I was bruised. A senior at the time, Monica gathered a bunch of her friends, the "you don't want to mess with me" variety, and word got to Joe that if he kept making fun of me, he was going to get his ass kicked by a bunch of seniors. The harassment died down. In Hindi, we reserve a special term of respect for our older sisters, Didi, and a good Didi will always protect her little Windu. By senior year, my status had solidified. King of the nerds. I captained the Quiz Bowl team and was in the top 5 on the math team. I kept at it with soccer and tennis for a few years, but was never good enough to make varsity. Mentally, I blamed it on being a year younger than everyone, owing to the skipped grade. But the truth is, my competitive drive was not matched by my athleticism. In senior year, I didn't bother coming out for either team. It was a quiet defeat. Although I was not much of a heartthrob, one girl eventually came around. When senior prom arrived, I was dating Melanie. On the way up to the summer house where a bunch of us were staying, we made a stupid decision. We went off-road. Not with pickups or a Wrangler, but with a minivan and my little Dodge Neon, a compact sedan that looked like a hyperactive frog. We got stuck in the wet dirt. As the tires spun, mud flew, clogging the small tire wells, spitting grit all over the car. Walton was the prom date of one of Melanie's friends. He was driving the other car, a maroon minivan, which did not get stuck. His leer irritated me, as did the way he leaned out of the driver's window of the minivan, laughing. Angry at being made fun of, I bottled up my resentment and focused on extricating the car. After arriving at the house, we filled the bathtub with cans of beer, partied late, and did what teenagers do when they get to spend a rare night away, unsupervised. Early that morning, still awake and foggy from the depleted bathtub beer stash, I snuck out and transferred as much mud as I could, by hand, from my car to Walton's. He had humiliated me. Now it was my turn. The deed complete, I went to sleep. What I didn't consider was that my actions would only deepen my own humiliation come daylight. In the morning, everyone saw what I had done. The mood grew somber on the drive home. We went full Midwestern. Nobody talked about it. My girlfriend was especially quiet. I felt ashamed. Mine was the injured pride of a frail ego, laid bare for all to see. I didn't address it. I didn't apologize, and nobody called me out. The only referendum was the group's silence. Dr. Z and I talk frequently about my desire to out-alpha any male I feel challenged by. We're still searching for the headwaters. I revered my dad for his devotion to all of us, for how funny he was, for how he seemed to know everything. We loved watching competition together, the Cubs, Bulls, and Bears. But he was never competitive with me at all. I begged him to play chess. He didn't enjoy beating me, and seemed pleased only once I beat him. Then we gave it up. Somehow this absence of expressed dominance, a subtle form of dominance in its own way, turned into a mixture of me sanctifying him and wanting to show every other male I met that they weren't as good as either of us. Deifying him would turn out to be a problem. Meanwhile, although I wanted to be the number one, I had to settle for less. I graduated 3rd in my class at Downers Grove North. For the high school yearbook, I was named most likely to be a millionaire. I was both flattered and surprised. I had no interest in business. I didn't read books about entrepreneurs, and I wasn't particularly coin-operated. While I tried my hand at mowing lawns, I was more candy striper than side hustler. My dream was to be a doctor, not an entrepreneur. Maybe my high school classmates saw something I didn't. Do goal-driven future doctors treat Quiz Bowl like the Super Bowl, obsess over status, or coat their friends' cars with mud because of a small slight? I don't know. But emotionally fragile, hyper-competitive, mercurial teenagers do. And those qualities, for better and worse, line up nicely with the central casting traits of the male entrepreneur.